Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Enter the Light. This is Lynn, and I'm here with Jan and Ryan and Sue in the chat room. Our special guest, Ryan Adragna, I hope I said that right, is a healer, a spiritual healer. He does both remote and hands-on healing, and he works through his spirit team. And we all know Jan Drake Bucky, who's here with us too. And Jan does, her specializes in totem readings. Sue, I think, is in our chat room hosting. If you want to log into the chat room, Sue's there. And if you have any questions for Sue, she can do a reading for you in there. I'm just going to put Ryan on for a sec. If you'd like to just tell us a bit about yourself, Ryan, and how you'd like to work, take it away.
Yeah, hi. How I came to be is an interesting story in my mind because, truth be told, about 3 or 4 years ago, I didn't know I was a healer. And I had a past life regression a couple days ago, and I'll kind of go back around to that. I'm going to try to make this as exciting as I can so people don't fall asleep listening to this.
But,
died and was kicked back in a car accident back in 1987, and I had a dream that I met with the disciples of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and they scorned me for what I couldn't remember, but that dream has stuck with me for my entire life. And then I just kind of ignored it, but I didn't because it was in the back of my mind. So I'm kind of building upon how I got to where I was today. In 2008, I was riding along the highway and on the motorcycle, and I crashed it. And the last thing I remember was breaking the motorcycle and then waking up on the way home thinking, what just happened? I have no idea. My wife was in the front, was driving the car. She goes, you mean to tell me you don't know what happened? And I said, I have no clue. She goes, you flew over the handlebars. You landed in the opposite side of traffic. No one hit you. We dragged you off the side of the road. The police interviewed you, and they asked you how fast you were going. And you said, I was going the speed limit. Then we took you to the hospital and had you checked out. And so here we are right now. And I said, this just felt like 5 minutes. Well, 3 hours passed. And that was my second, I guess you would call it my second puzzle. How did that happen? And where did I go? And so I started searching for answers. And I found the Channeling Erica YouTube material, and I got hooked because to me it seemed like real bona fide evidence, because I've always been interested in the supernatural. I've always been interested in angels and demons, for lack of a better word. And I was looking for genuine objective evidence. I found it there. And I got hooked on that around 2010, 2011-ish. And, reading through that material for several years, I thought, there has to be a connection here, because I had this really mean dream back in 1987 in which something happened, because when I was hit by the car, I literally blacked out for what to me was 5 minutes. So I just woke back up again. People were saying, no, you were on the pavement for over an hour. Well, how do you explain that time lapse? How do you explain that? And so, as I was searching through there, I just kept on getting more hungry for answers. And then kind of fast forward to 2015, I started having what I can only describe as electricity or a current flowing through my hands. It would go from my seventh chakra, and it would travel down to my chest, and it would exit through my forearms and out my hands. And I thought, what is going on here? And so I had an email reading with a CE medium, and she goes to me, just to let you know, you have natural mediumship abilities. And I didn't know what that meant. And so I kept on plugging along for several months, and then it started happening again. And I contacted another CE medium, Raylene Nuances, and during the session, it happened again. And it felt like cardiac arrest. It's like, what is going on here? You know, I was just very puzzled, and it was just very distressing. And she goes, she pauses for a second. She goes, that's your angels and guides. They are with you right now. They're making their presence known. I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, okay, that didn't make any sense to me. So if I can go back 2 years, I would say that...
it's just very distressing. And she goes, she pauses for a second. She goes, that's your angels and guides. They are with you right now. They're making their presence.
Well, that
sorry
was spooky.
I and my computer decided to kick on all of a sudden.
Oh, is that you, Sue?
It was me. Just all of a sudden,
I thought it was just me,
the computer kicked on.
Wow.
We thought it was some spooky stuff going on. That's great. Sue's on the air with us, by the way, guys. Sorry, Ryan. Carry on, please.
No, I just thought everyone was bored with me and just decided to go watch TV or something. Everyone's like, is that hot air moving around me, or I don't know.
Oh dear. No, carry on.
Okay, so anyways, 2015, and I should say that before that, in 2013, I had a healing done by a very special friend of mine, who's probably a mutual friend of your guys too, Audie Heron. Audie Heron was a fantastic dissonant energy healer, and I didn't know what he did or how he did it.
Yes, Audie.
And then I kind of connected the dots there, and him and I share a similar background in how we heal and his awakening. His awakening happened back in 2008, and I guess mine happened in 2015. But so when I had that reading with Raylene, I something nudged me. I said, am I in the same club as Audie? And she immediately said, yes. I said, well, what does that mean? She goes, I said, am I a healer? And she goes, yes. And then she goes, you're more advanced than most people out there. I said, whoa. So it took me a long time to figure that out. So, I have my own little method on how I do stuff, but it took me a long time to try to figure that out. So I guess kind of fast forwarding from 2015 to 2017, I've had the pleasure of working with many, many lovely CE members and trying to work with them and help heal them. And I've been kind of crafting perfecting my craft, if you will, of trying to do what I can do to make everyone's experiences that much better. So, that's kind of sums it up. I know that was long-winded. So, but here I am today. I have a spirit team that I call. I work with the higher dimensions, 7th through the 12th dimensions. I have a ascended masters that I call in, archangels and what have you. And, as far as I know, they haven't let me down yet. But it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to work with people and help heal them. So, yeah, that's kind of the nutshell. I hope that put some enlightenment on people and didn't put anybody to sleep.
No,
that was
very
fabulous, Ryan. No, we really appreciated that. Now, we're going to go straight to our first caller, If everyone feels ready, we have Karen on the line, area code 613, and she's been waiting patiently for a week to get her reading. So would you like to ask your question, Karen? Okay, go for it.
Okay. So I just want to know if you see anybody special coming into my life. I have been on lots of dates. I just haven't felt really an attraction or a connection, and I kind of want to know or a description of or what to look for.
Okay. Whoever feels ready to go, anybody, just take it away.
Sure. Hi, Karen. And I'm glad that you, this is Jan, I'm glad that you're able, that you called in early. And I just want to say one thing. When Ryan was talking, when he was talking about CE, he meant the channeling Eric mediums, and that's a group.
Oh, okay. I was wondering
channeling.
What that meant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, we should,
It's a group that we all belong to, actually, that we all work out of, and it's headed by Dr. Lisa Medhuis and her son, Eric Medhuis.
Yes,
and
yes,
Eric
I'm
on
that site, yep.
Oh, great, yeah. Eric lives on the other side, as we all know. And anyway, so, okay, I just wanted to add that in so that we all knew, and I've gotten healing from Ryan, and he's just amazing. So I was seeing a little dog there. It's a I was around some trees, Karen, around like some bushes. I see bushes and trees. It's mostly bushes, and it's a little dog. That's just the first animal that's coming to me, so I'm just going to quickly go over that. And you know, sometimes those animals come in, they could be a pet of yours, they could be a neighbor.
What color is the dog?
It's white.
White, okay. Yeah.
It looks like it looks like kind of a smaller dog, though.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know of any dog that...
I don't. I had a lab, chocolate lab.
You had a chocolate lab? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Coco.
I had a gold lab, and she just passed on. And this is a little white one, and she's in the bushes, and she is saying, the message here is saying, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life, and it's important for you to do some volunteer work, maybe just for the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute, even if you're facing any negativity, and do your best. You do your best when you serve humanity, and you're very loyal to your friends and work situations and community. And if somebody needs something, you're always the first one to be there. And so that's a nice totem for you to have. And I'm also seeing a German Shepherd, too, right now, so I don't know.
That is
is coming through loud and clear. Oh my goodness! And I was just feeling, just initially, and I'll pass it over to Lynn and Ryan very soon. That because of how loyal you are, and because of your desire and the wanting a partner and everything, I feel like you are going to attract somebody. Who's going to be loyal back? That's just the feeling I'm getting. And I usually do meditations when I do readings, so that's how I usually get most of my messages. But I feel like just initially that you're gonna attract somebody who's loyal. So that's a good thing, and I hope that everybody else feels that, but maybe not. I don't know. And I think that you need to be looking out with eyes that have, I'm seeing owl eyes right now. And so, and I'm feeling like you need to look very discriminately for your partners or partner, and be a little choosy, and don't, you know what I mean? Don't worry about being choosy too. It's always, it's not a bad thing. And so, if you've been dating a lot, that's fine, because you're trying to figure out what's going to be what feels the best and what feels right to you. And so that's what I'm getting mostly. And I'm sort of seeing somebody looking from afar, looking at you right now. So I feel like there's somebody there. And, I do see him. And so I'm going to wish you good luck and just take it slow and let it flow. It's going to be there. I'm seeing him. He's there in the future. And I can't tell when, but it feels like he's not too far off because I see him off in the distance here. So I'm going to pass it on now to Brian or Lynn.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Did you want me to go? Or
Absolutely.
Yeah,
go for it.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, hi, Karen. It's Ryan. Immediately... when he started talking, and don't take this the wrong way, please, but my fourth chakra, my heart chakra, got cold, like an ice pack over my chest. And what that meant what it meant to me is that sometime, and I don't know the past relationship, but someone gave you a cold heart. You received a cold heart for someone, or you were given a cold shoulder for someone. The thing that is about you is you have a heart of gold. Establish some boundaries around yourself, and be true to yourself, because when you're true to yourself, you are naturally selective with the person, and they're going to see that, and they're going to say, she's genuine, and I appreciate genuine. Like genuine. If you try to be someone who's not yourself, it's kind of plastic, and they're not going to like that. So, I received that coldness in my chest, I think, because sometime in your life, you gave your heart to someone, and they just said,
yes, my ex-husband, right.
Okay, so that explains the coldness in my chest, but that's okay. He wasn't in alignment with you anyways. So, I guess the message my spirit team is giving me once again is love yourself, go to the mirror every day and say, I love you, Karen, and be true to who you are, because when you do that, you're naturally going to attract that alignment out there. Someone's going to say, oh, my God, that's a beautiful soul. That's what I've received. So thank you.
Okay, thanks.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful, Ryan. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Did you want to chime in, Sue?
Yeah, I would like to.
Yeah.
Hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you.
As soon as you started talking, I got the image of a medium build gentleman with like a medium brown or a darker brown hair with a very big smile. And he's in the picture, but like Jan was saying, he's kind of in a distance. I think he's watching you from afar. And I also got the same thing Ryan did. You want a relationship, but you're also kind of closed off.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to open yourself up a little bit more to welcome him. And I think I'm seeing celebration. So around a holiday or a big get together is when you're going to meet him, and it's going to be a gradual, slow relationship to begin with. And then it's really going to take off, and you're going to know right away when you meet him, and you're going to have to start letting your guard down a little bit.
Okay.
But he is there, and I just see this huge, wonderful smile and a very warm, loving man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what I was getting as soon as you started
talking. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Is it somebody that sees me from a distance now, or I don't even know this person? I mean, can you tell?
I'm seeing him in a distance. It's maybe that you know him, know of him, but don't really know him.
Okay, because I work in a grocery store and see a lot of people. And yeah.
It could be a customer that comes in that's extremely friendly and. It's somebody that is there that knows of you and is watching you. But I think it's one of those things where he knows that you're not really ready yet. So as soon as you start opening up more, he's going to move right into the picture.
Okay. All right.
And that's what I was getting. I hope it helps you.
Yeah, that does help. Thank you so much. And
you're
all of you for, you know, for getting me on and giving me a reading.
Okay. Great.
I'm going to chime in
a little bit too, if I may. Karen, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Yeah, because I think we're all getting the same sort of energy here. I got a little homespun homily that a cat who sits on a hot stove lid will never sit on a hot stove lid again, but then she'll never sit on a cold one either. Does that make it's?
That
I think
makes sense.
Like there's some cold stove lids out there, but I think, you know, your little, and who blames you, right? Because you've been through that.
Yeah.
You don't want to go through it again. But I did get an image, of a jigsaw puzzle with a piece missing. And the piece that's missing from it is up to you. You've got to find that, and you can't ask another person to put that missing piece in for you. You put that, whatever that piece is, and I think maybe you just got to screw your courage in again. And, you know, love like you never got hurt before, if I can say that. And, the name Peter comes up. I'm not sure if that's a future love. I sense it may be someone from the other side. And I think you will meet the right one. Yes, it says that here. It won't be in a usual place, and it will be through some sort of a confusion, a mix-up, like a delivery coming to the wrong place. You're going to, and it won't be like a tragedy. It'll just be something that'll make both people laugh. And I think that you're going to meet this guy through that. But you've got to, let yourself love again. You know, you can hold your own self back.
Okay.
And, okay. So that's pretty much, see what the name Peter means for you.
Peter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Could be someone crossed. Well, check your family back on your mother's side crossed and see if that name rings a bell for you.
Okay.
We're going to move on now, Karen. I hope we helped you somewhat. And,
yes, you did. Thank you so much, all of you.
Beautiful.
Can I add one more thing in, please? I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
Real quick, Karen, forgiveness. Yeah. Forgiveness came through while they were talking. Even though you may have consciously forgiven your husband, you need to release. You need to release it and live in the now. What happened in the past happened in the past, and when I thought of forgiveness, the coldness left my chest.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do I do that?
My spirit team just nudged me, and they're going to do a little work on you tonight. They're gonna do a little work at your subconscious level, at the fourth dimensional level, and you may have a little restless night's sleep tonight, but just think about forgiveness. Because when divorces happen or what have you, forgiveness is key. So I think that when you just say, I feel better now. Then, like the girls were saying earlier, your the fortress that you built around you is going to shed, and this gentleman is going to see you, and you're going to see him, and you guys are going to connect. Yeah, right now he sees you as being kind of introverted a little bit. You're a little shy.
Right.
Which isn't your fault, but you gotta kind of shed that introvertedness. So you're okay. Just release that anger, release that hurt, and think forgiveness, and I think you'll be golden.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you
Beautiful.
So much. and for the healing too tonight. Thank you, all of you.
Oh, bless you, Karen. Thank you so much for your patience, and
yes,
let us know
no
how
problem.
It goes, okay? Okay, we're going to move on. We've got a lot of callers waiting. I hope I've got the one area code 813. Thank you for your patience. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Come here. You have a question for us?
If I could just get like a general reading of what's going to happen in the next few months.
Okay, we'll see what comes in for you.
Kathy?
Okay.
Is this,
here we go.
Do we, are you Kathy? Hi, Jan. Is this Kathy E?
Yes, it is.
Hi! Great.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you called in. This is our friend Kathy, and she's been with Psychics Gone Wild and the CE Group for quite a while.
Oh, fabulous. Hi.
Well, Kathy, I'm seeing a unicorn. That's what I'm seeing. So, you know, that's a very creative animal. That's the first thing that I'm seeing, so I'm just going to see what that's all about. And I don't know if I've ever even given you unicorn before. I don't think I have.
No, you never have. And that's one of my favorite symbols.
Is it really? Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I love unicorns.
Oh, awesome. Well, maybe that's why I'm picking it up finally. But unicorn is basically for, it's for artistic. It's very artistic, you know, artists and healers, and it's for all creative endeavors and interests, stuff like that. And it reminds us of the nature spirits, of the elementals, and of the fairy kingdom, and stuff like that. And it reminds us to let go of our worries and responsibilities for a while, and just go play and have fun. And so that's probably what it's giving you messages to do, because I know some of part of your life, and that seems to fit. I think you should go have fun and have more fun, as much fun as you can, and because you deserve to. And yeah, and just take a load off, take a break from, you know, because you've had a lot of stuff go on. And and let's see, this suspend your disbelief about opening yourself to perceiving any and all helping spirits from the non-visible world. And you're a parent and a caregiver, and you have creative and extraordinary talented gifts, and very creative. And you maybe have been caught up in too many responsibilities and intensities in life, and now's the time to get out and just go have some fun. So that's what it's saying over and over here. And so I agree. And so, and get out in nature and just relax. And I think that will be the message I'm just going to leave you with for me.
Okay,
so I'm going to pass it over to, I'm going to just pass it on to Ryan or Lynn or Sue.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Who's ready to go? Anyone?
I think I'll pass on this one. I don't see any, I can't feel any energetic issues from her at this point. So,
right.
Yeah. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'll think I'll pass.
Not a problem. And Sue, how are you doing there?
I'm ready. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing good, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was getting the same thing that Jan did. You need to get outside and enjoy nature and let off some of the stress and the steam that you've been carrying around. You've got so much going on right now, so much on your plate. You need to take some time for you and refocus your energies. And pay attention to the moon cycles and the different energy that you get from the different cycles of the moon, and really take that into account and take advantage of it. If you get tons of energy when the moon is just at a sliver. Store that all up like a battery pack and call back on that to help relieve some of the stress and anxiety. But you really need to relax more and take some more time for you, not only to heal physically, but to heal emotionally.
I'm on a radio show right now. I'll talk to you later. I'm doing a radio show right now.
You're carrying more stress than what you need to be carrying. So
yeah,
take some time for you.
Probably the worst in my life.
Oh, I know. I know. You've been going through a lot. So just really get outside, enjoy the fresh air, and ground yourself. Go barefoot in the grass and really ground yourself and take advantage of the energy from the moon and really apply that into your everyday life.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I give you, Kathy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Great, Sue. Thank you. And what I have for you, Kathy, is I'm just scribbling the last of it. All right. I see a celebration coming in the near future, and it's something that you've been waiting a long time to celebrate. The message, self-fulfillment is not selfishness, it is care of the soul. So if you're, and it says here, if there's something that you've been waiting to do, that you want to do, and it seems selfish because it's for you, do it. And why wait? Don't wait to do that. And that's really ringing true with the what Sue and Jan had for you, too. It just feels like put yourself in that lineup and do something nice for yourself. And they want me to say again, self-fulfillment is not selfishness, okay? Care for your soul and do have some, do some fun stuff, do something for you. And if it's something, thank you, that you've been waiting to do for a long time, don't wait. Don't wait. Just do it. And I hope you enjoy the celebration that's coming up. And the name Terry comes up. I don't know if that's a male or female, but the name Terry comes up. Okay? And that's what I've got for you, Kathy. So looks like you've got
everybody.
You've got some self-care to take care of, it sounds like. And go play in the sunshine, and everyone should. Thank
sure.
you so much for your call, Kathy, and the best of luck to you. Lots of love and blessings. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. See you too.
Thanks,
Thank
Kathy.
You so much. Okay. Moving on to our next caller, we have area code 917. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes. Hello. This is Anna calling.
Hello, Anna. Welcome. Have you got a
Thank
question
you.
For us?
Yes. What do you see for Gemini?
Could you repeat that, my dear?
Yes. What do you see for M and I?
M, at the letter M, okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Whoever's got anything going?
I can go if you want me to.
Yeah. Oh, go for it, Jen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hi, Anna. And so what I'm seeing right now are it's kind of out in the field, and it looks like a horse. It's not a unicorn. It's a horse. And it's running along. It's sort of in a slow gallop. Kind of a slow gallop of a horse. So that gives you a little bit of a clue of how the pace is going between you and M from what I'm getting so far. And horse is a very energetic animal, actually. It likes to move, and it likes to travel, and it likes to, do its own thing. It kind of has its own rules. It doesn't like to follow anybody else's rules. You know what I mean? It sort of likes to be independent and it has a mind of its own, even though it can be steered into, you can steer the horse, but it still likes to, the idea of the horse is that it still likes to have to do its own thing. And let's see, it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this ordeal, and you're much more powerful than you think you are. This type of energy is balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork is always good for you to be involved in. Your personal freedom is the highest priority. That's what the horse represents, personal freedom. And sometimes at the expense of others' approval. So if this person has a problem with that, with you, that's something they may need to figure out and deal with. However, the horse energy is very loyal and something that you can trust. And but they are the type of energy that wants to go exploring, and they are natural leaders. So just bear that in mind, thinking of the energy of that, of the horse being around you, which is a good sign. It's a very good animal. It's actually one of my favorites too. And I see you on the horse, and you're not running. You're going slowly. You're sort of plugging along, and so that's sort of how I'm seeing this relationship. It seems to me that it may not be going all so fast. Maybe you want it to go a little bit faster, or you want it to do something. You want more out of it, and it's going a little slow. But you know, going slow is fine too, because you can always see what you need to do when you're going a little bit slower. You know what I mean? And try to figure things out. So persevere is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling to persevere with M. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Uh huh.
Perfect. How are you doing there, Sue?
Okay. Hi, Anna. This is Sue. I'm getting that you need to speak up a little bit more and make your intentions, what you want, clearer. Maybe even take more of a leadership role in the relationship. And you need to be kinder to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself when things aren't going exactly the way you want them to be. You have to lighten up a little bit on yourself, but take more control and make your intentions completely clear on what it is you want.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm having a lot of electrical issues here tonight.
Well, you're attracting energy all around you. Sue's very powerful.
I'm getting the impression that you're way too hard on yourself, Anna. And you need to take time for you and ease up on yourself. You're a very gentle, loving person, and don't let people take advantage of you, and don't take the responsibility for things that are not your responsibility.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's what I was getting for you.
Thank you, Sue. That's
you.
Great. Okay. Does everybody know what a Chinese, I hope this isn't racist, but a Chinese finger trap? Has anybody seen those?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So, Anna, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
A Chinese, okay. It looks like an old-fashioned hair curler. It's like a wire tube, and you put your fingers in it, and when you pull hard on them, you get trapped in it, and the harder you pull, the more trapped you are in this thing. And I got the image of that feeling, that there's two people, each of them has a finger in one of the ends of it, and they're both pulling and pulling and pulling, trying to resolve an issue, when really the answer is to let go. let go, stop pulling, release that tension and stop pulling in opposite directions, and you will release both people. Parallel paths are okay in a relationship. If two people are not, you know, walking in the same energy field, that's okay. Love is better. A relationship is better when both people can be whole individuals. And I think there's two strong-minded individuals, each with a different idea of what they're going for, what they're looking for. But really, think of that Chinese finger trap and just let go. Don't pull the other way, because it just keeps you both trapped. The passage from the Bible, Corinthians 13, about love comes to mind. Love is patient. Love is kind. Geez, my Bible studies are bad. I can't remember how it goes, but I do remember those two lines. Does anyone remember it at all? Love is...
No, I don't.
Yeah. Okay, we got to do some catching up. But I do remember the two lines that I think are pertinent here is love is patient and love is kind. And if you feel the urge to pull, just let go and see if that other energy doesn't release you both. It'll be okay, but just let each other let each other have their own space. Okay. That's so important to keep a thing going with friendship. Okay. And that's what I've gotten for you, dear.
Oh,
does that help, Anna?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, we're so happy to help. Okay.
Yeah, and if I can chime in really quick here, Anna, this is Ryan. It's important to have a balance between receiving and giving energy. And right now, I'm feeling as though you're giving it more than you're receiving it. So make sure there's a balance there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're giving yourself more than what you're taking in, and that's not an equilibrium. So expect more from people. Don't have to go out there and be everything
sense,
to everybody.
Right? Yeah.
So
that makes
it's
so
okay.
much
it's
sense.
Okay. It's okay for people to wait on you hand and foot, in other words. It's okay for you to accept that. It's okay for you to say, I want my king crumpets right now. So that's what I've got. Thank you.
That's fabulous. Thank you. Okay. How's that, Anna? Is that okay for you?
Yeah, thank you all so much. Yes, I'm definitely going to... Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to be okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Oops. All righty then. We're just moving on. I just want to figure out who's been waiting longest. Ah, here we are. 954, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
My name is Yvette. Hi, Jan.
Hello,
Hi,
Yvette.
Yvette.
How are you?
Great. Oh, I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, it's a stormy evening here in South Florida. Anyway, my question at this point is I have a business and I'm looking for a gauge. My lease ends at the end of October, so I'm trying to pace myself to see when would be, is this a good time to close it and just, kind of take the time to settle things out.
Let's see here. The first thing that I'm seeing, I'll just go in for a second here. The first thing I saw, I see like a candle that's being flickered. It's flickering around. I feel like it's about to blow out, the candle, but it's still alive. It's still going, and it's flickering. So that must represent the business. Did you say that you're about to close down the business? Is that what you said?
Right. I've tried for several years to sell it. At this point, the landlords are not cooperative, so the path of least resistance for me is just to close it, sell out the equipment and things that I have. My lease ends at the end of October, and I just want to do this, you know, in a timely fashion.
Right. And, I think you will. And, I'm seeing how this flame is still flickering and it's just barely there, you know? So, that makes perfect sense because you're just about to close it down. And, I would just go ahead and do that then and take it slowly.
Right.
You know, just take it easy and take it slowly. And I'm sorry, what was your question again? Is this what you should be doing to close it down?
Right. Should I do that now, or am I precipitating things and just wait until a little bit further, you know, let's say September?
I think it's fine to go ahead and wait if you need to. I don't feel like you need to go so fast. I don't think you can just take your time. That's what I'm feeling. But there's no reason not to close it down. I mean, if that's what you're needing to do, it feels fine to me to close it down. But don't rush. There's no you don't need to rush either. That's how I feel. I feel like the flame is just kind of trickling along, and it's just going to go out eventually. It's slowly going out. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, just take your time. And I'm seeing a lot of. Now I'm seeing light. It's like pure light right now, and it feels really good. There's going to be a good resolve to this. Very positive. I feel good about it for you. You know what you're doing. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to anyone else who wants to go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to suggest that Sue, if you can take the next reading. And then I'll take it after that, and then that might give Ryan some time to get a read. Is that okay for you?
That's fine, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Take it our way, Sue.
Okay.
Is that good for you, Ryan?
Yeah. I'm just, absolutely.
There you go, okay.
Yep.
All right, hi, Yvette, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I was getting that it is time to move on. But you don't have to rush it. And it's time to take time for you. Instead of doing everything else, take some time for you. Do what you really enjoy. But don't rush into closing it. It's not like you have to do it right now. But start gradually working on getting ready to close and getting ready to move forward. There's like big happy victory for you. Everything's going to work out wonderful. You're going to be so happy and so relaxed and be able to do all the things that you've wanted to do that you've been pushing aside. But take your time. You've got until October, so just get yourself in the mindset and just ease your way into the closing, and it's all going to work out great.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sue. That's great. What I've got for you, Yvette, is the first message is take this time to prepare for a lateral move. So although you may be moving from the business you're doing now, take what you know and take it into a lateral a job that is a lateral move, it says. And I get the word segue. As you fade out, as Jen says, it flickers out into, it'll flicker out and flare up into another, something to do with what you've been doing. It says here, online, teach what you know. It says instructor, either online or in a bricks and mortar situation. But I don't know why, but printing comes up, and the message, it's always darkest before the dawn. I get that reference to light that Jan got, I think, and a new light will come on for you. But they stress that make a lateral move. So you're not leaving anything. You're just moving into an altered state of the same thing. Just find another way to pursue it. Does that help you at all?
Yes, thank you. It's just, I feel failed. But that's fine. I have
to
overcome
There's
that.
There's no failure.
No, not at all.
No,
it's a next on.
Man, yeah. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans, and there is no failure. You've not failed at anything. You've just set the foundation for the next thing you're going to do. And, you know, we both got an image of light for you, so I think it's going to be
exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. don't play hard on yourself. Be instead, if you were talking to a friend of yours, you'd be encouraging them and saying, this is what you've done and look at what you've done. And it's like, yeah, you rocked it. You didn't fail. So, yeah. Pat yourself
on
the back, Yvette. You're going to be fine.
Thank you.
Okay, anything coming up for you, Ryan?
Yes. Hi, Yvette. This is Ryan. As a healer, I feel energies, not necessarily see them. And as you were talking, my stomach got cold, which is your combination of your second and third chakra. What you got going on right now is you have a million things going on in your mind right now. What you need to do yourself a solid and slow your mind down to a crawl every night, probably for 10 or 20 minutes, take an Epsom salt bath and relax and say, this is Yvette's time. Because that salt bath is going to release any negative energies that are inside you. And I'm picking up some digestive issues. I got a little bit of heartburn right now, actually, talking to you. I don't know if you have heartburn issues, but I've got heartburn right now.
Yeah, my stomach's been bothering me. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling what you're feeling right now. I'm thinking I need to take a couple Tums. I feel what you're feeling, literally, and what you need to do, my corrective action to you would be, do you live on a wooded lot, or do you have any trees around, or?
Yes.
Okay, and I don't mean this literally, but I mean this literally. Go hug a tree and ground yourself. Find a big oak tree and touch it for 5 minutes and call on the highest benevolent energies of the universe and flush that negative energy out of your body because it's swirling in you. Your chakras are all plugged up and not balanced. So flush all that out of you. The Epsom salt bath will help. And the heartburn that you're experiencing is a result of negative energies that are built up in you because you're not releasing those million thoughts going on in your mind. You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And that's not good for Yvette. Yvette needs to just relax. The universe will take care of you if you let it. The universe will take care of you if you let it. It will not fail you. So, yeah, I just wanted to just make sure you have a little bit of time. Take a salt bath every 2 or 3 days, you know, what have you, and just say, release it out of your body. There's no good reason why you need to harbor that energy in you. It doesn't serve you. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate your call, and let us know how it goes. Yeah, feel
it's
free
been
to
beautiful.
Call back.
Yes, I will. Thank you, and I do keep update with Jan on Facebook.
Yes.
Fabulous. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you called in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Whoop. Who we got next? Okay, area code 401, you are on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Fernanda.
Hi, Fernanda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Have you got a question for us?
If I could just get a basic reading. I do have questions, but I'll just stick with the basic reading.
Okay, have you got any, are there any health issues that are bothering you that Ryan could help you with?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll see what we can pick up for you. And if Jan's comfortable starting, we'll start out with Jan.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Hi, Fernanda.
Hi, Jan.
I was just getting, it's just starting to come through right now, and it looks like a sheep. That's what it looks like. So I'm gonna go with that.
It looks like
and,
a what, please?
A little sheep, a cute little sheep.
Okay.
Let's see. Ooh, you know, I don't get sheep too often. Oh my gosh. And I can't find it. Because to tell you the truth, I'm not quite sure what. Sheep is a very beautiful animal, though. So it's just not one that I get too often. I'm excited because I don't really. I'm not always too familiar. I'm not too familiar with sheep. So anyway, I can't
seem.
It's
a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yeah, I just can't seem to. Pick it up, but anyway, well, okay, I can't see it in the book, I can't find it in the book anywhere, so let me just tell you what I'm feeling. I saw this little sheep, and I'm seeing it right now. It's just it has a very sweet and kind attitude and gentleness about it, and it feels like it's just emanating sweetness and kindness, and I feel like that's how you are anyway, and I think, and I'm picking up a lot of, like, rustling of the trees, kind of. It's sort of blowing in the wind a little bit, just a gentle whisper of a rustle. And so I'm thinking that you're in a place where you may be wanting to see how what you should be doing next. And I feel like there's nothing, I feel like you're doing fine. I feel like you're doing fine right now. So I don't think there's anything too much to worry about. I don't think it's like there's anything heavy going on. It doesn't feel that way to me. Just feels like
there is, actually. There is, but that's good.
What's
that? I think there is a lot going on in my life.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot going on, but I don't feel like you're going to be – I feel like there's a gentle wind hovering around you. And I feel like you're going to be protected through it. I feel that you're protected through it with this
That's awesome.
gentle breeze, yeah. So I'm going to leave it at that. And in the meantime, I'm going to look for the sheep. And then afterwards, I'll give it to you when they're finished. So I'm going to
okay,
go on.
Thank you, Jen. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Okay.
To Ryan.
Oh. What's that?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
For now.
How are you doing there, Sue? Anything coming through for you?
Actually, yes, and it didn't make any sense at first. I'm going to go ahead and deliver what I'm getting. There's something going on where you need to show more compassion for yourself and the other people involved in this situation. It's something that you've
I can see it for myself. The other people around, I've already showed a lot of compassion.
Yes,
I'm currently going through, separated. And actually, my husband's in a very toxic relationship with another woman, and I'm trying to help him out. And I offered all my help, and I don't know where he stands on that. So I'm not, as far as I'm concerned, I can see where you're saying I should show more for myself. But as far as other people is, I am showing. I'm giving my best, believe me, more than I think I should.
Well, that's why
yeah.
you need to show more compassion for yourself. You're giving it to everybody else. You're not taking care of yourself.
Right.
And turn over all your worries to your angels. We have a mass team of angels around us at all times that are there with every situation, and just call on them. They won't step in and help without us asking. So when you ask for their help, they are going to be right there. They're going to give all the strength and the answers that you need. We have this spiritual team surrounding us. And
I do. I actually ask my angels and his angels and even her angels. I ask all of them to help in the situation. I'm trying to get him some help.
Yeah, just show a little bit more patience, but really, really turn the compassion on you. You need what you're giving to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the old saying, you can't pour from an empty pitcher. You have to take care of yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to build yourself up in order to give everybody else. So take care of you.
Okay, I will.
Everything's going to turn out. It's going to turn out the best for you when you start taking care of you.
Okay.
And even if you have to push everybody else's concerns aside for a few minutes, think about you.
Mhm. Okay, I will.
Right, and that's what I was for you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Sue. That makes a lot of sense. yeah, Fernando, I got a similar kind of message here. That I got a very strong sense that somebody, it says here, is someone bugging you? Is someone pushing you around? It's tricky. You fear making things worse by confrontation, is what I have written down here for you. And then comes the image of, you know, in restaurants, they have the in and outdoor, those swinging doors, and one's an indoor, one's an outdoor. Okay, well, that's the image that comes up for you. And it's like you can walk into this situation, but you can also turn around and walk out again. And it says here, walk away energetically. And I would say that I know you're trying to help the situation, but you're putting your own energy in a pretty precarious situation. As Sue and Jan points out, you're letting it drain you. You can't afford to give your energy away to this situation. I really do pick up a bullying energy. That maybe that is your husband's toxic wife.
Yeah, him. Yeah, him. It's not wife. It's someone that he had an affair with and still with her, but yes, he's very toxic. Yes.
Yeah,
very
I'm getting a really, I would just stay away from that energy. Walk out that outdoor. It's not serving you.
He was actually in the hospital this week for 3 days all because of her. He suffered some heart issues, and she told him to stop taking his heart medication and everything. He listened to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be there as a friend, but don't, you know, it's that image of the drowning person. Don't let yourself be pulled under as well. Okay. If you cannot save everyone as much as you want to, sometimes you have to let them go, let them figure it out.
It's just the way I am. I'm like that. You know, I'm actually a teacher for special needs children. So I care about everybody, and I'm always trying to take care of everyone. And, this is why I'm doing this to him, even though he's hurt me so much. I feel I need to take care of him and help him out of the situation.
Right.
Well, keep doing it, but somebody was, Jan, was that you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm just making mumbling noises.
Sorry. Yeah. Just remember, though, Fernanda, don't let this situation pull your vital energy that you need. Okay. Put your own energetic safety first. Okay. And you know what you do is beautiful. It's a common thing light workers and caregivers all run into. They just give too much and they're like, hey, there's nothing left. What am I going to do? You know, give a little back to yourself. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And,
I love all of that.
Yeah. Bless you, dear. And let us know how it goes if you want to. Okay?
I will.
Okay.
I will, most definitely.
All righty then. Okay. Our next caller is... Okay. 845. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hello. My name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Have you got a question for us?
Yeah, you can give me a regular reading or what is, whatever you intuit the best for me.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. We had to let Ryan, Ryan had a healing appointment
that he had to keep, so we've had to say goodbye to Ryan. So we're still Jan, Sue, and Lynn to read. And
okay.
If Jan has anything, any totems coming up? Okay,
I do.
Go for it.
And what I see is a cow here for you, Lucy. And but I'm also seeing a full moon and a little bit of some cloudy, grayish clouds over the full moon. So I'm wondering if there's some stuff happening here, you know, a little bit of gray. But then on the horizon is a rainbow, so there's good things going on also. So let me see what the cow is. The cow puts his head through, and so it's kind of cute the way he just does that. He like peeks through here. They don't make the letters on this big enough, so you can barely see them when I'm trying to look for it. Okay, this is a very nourishing time for you, so be willing to partake of all that's offered to you, and you're going to be well provided for, in spite of any fears or doubts, and that's kind of neat because that's why the rainbow came through, I think. And this is a time for mending and healing the relationships, and specifically your mother. I guess that's what the cow represents, and especially whether she's alive or past. And you may feel like you are needing to stand in your truth and don't let others sway you, and you're called upon to benefit at a higher level in your life, you know, going on to a more spiritual level. And you're very generous in giving, and you give with all of your heart, and you like to seek out family and friends, and you're capable of sensing both danger and opportunity. You're very service-oriented, too. So I think that whatever you may be going through right now of any kind of dark clouds, I see the hummingbird coming through and the and a rainbow, and I think it's all going to be resolved, whatever it may be. So that's very nice for you. And also, it might be good to jump in some water if you can and get around some roses, you know, outside with flowers and roses and smell them and just take in the nurturing sense of that and jump into the lake or in the pool or wherever you can. That's just what I'm getting for you. And have a nice summer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm pass it on to Sue or Lynn.
All right. How are you doing, Sue?
I'm doing well. Hi, Lucy. How are you tonight?
Good. Thank you.
Have you been having an idea recently of something that you really want to do that you've been putting off? Because I'm getting a picture, like a really great idea that you have, but you're not sure if you should move forward with it.
I always got great ideas.
Well, I'm getting the message.
Yeah.
It's time to spread your wings and fly. You have a brilliant idea. You have to set your intentions clear on what you want to come from that idea. But it's time for you to move forward. I'm not seeing what the idea is, but you know what it is. So it's a great idea that you've really been thinking about a lot, and it's time to move forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that it comes to life, because it's just, you're going to take off with it.
Okay. I had like three ideas going on. But then I want to tell some girls that are cleaning houses, I say, I'm marketing you and you give me a percentage. But then I didn't get together with them. And then I got another idea, but it's good that you telling me to do that.
Yeah,
I'll think about the other two or three that I have in mind.
Think about the ones that you, whatever the three ideas are, and make a list of everything that is going to benefit you out of each one. Decide which one is going to be the best fit for you and go for it. Now's the time to move ahead with it. And you're really going to take off. It's going to be very, very good for you. But make sure that it's the one that you really want. Don't settle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn?
That's great. Thanks, Sue. I pretty much got a little image, a little picture here, which is kind of pretty. It's like an old-fashioned window with a lace curtain, and I think it's on an old-fashioned train. And by the window, there's a delicate little china teacup and saucer. And it looks like just a sweet old-fashioned vignette, like just a little clip of... I'm thinking maybe it's... I'm picking up some spirit energy on your mother's side, and I'm picking up the name Nettie. And Nettie. I'm not sure... Nettie.
Hmm.
Anyway, check your mom's side of the family tree. But I'm picking up a very sweet, old-fashioned, it's like sepia-toned energy. It's a very sweet, old-fashioned picture. There's something about this teacup that this person really treasured, and they'd like sit by, they'd go, I'm picking up a train here, so I guess they'd take train trips in the olden days, and that the tea was served in nice china, not like nowadays. And I'm picking up an image. So maybe somebody who traveled a lot. But the name Nettie, I also had the name Edna, but it didn't, that wasn't right. Like that wasn't the name, but it's something that sounds like that. And then I need probably Sue's help with this one. I got that the angel Ariel is around you, and I'm not, my angel scholarly stuff is not that up to date. So, Sue, do you know anything about Ariel? Jan probably does too, eh?
I can look really quick and see.
Okay. We should. This is where we need DC and Eileen.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do see angels, but if I'm not getting the message in the meditation, then I have to look them up, but I'll get their names.
Aida? No, that couldn't be right.
Ariel.
Yeah, no, that's good. Oh, we should know more about these things.
No.
But I'm trying to remember Ariel. I'm afraid to open another tab on my computer in case I make
one. Oh, yeah.
That's fine. Ariel is supposed to be for the... artistic, could be artistic or could be abundance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope so. Yeah. But it definitely came up Ariel. And unless that's a name that would be associated with this image, I think we're talking about the angel Ariel. Because it's a pretty, that's a pretty big energy feeling. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a powerful. And I can't find it right now.
We can always Google it later and let people know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ariel had, Angel, let's see, I'm picking it up right. Hold on a second. I love it when the angels come through. It's so neat.
This is new for me.
For Ariel.
Oh, really?
That's for courage. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. So in the situation, you need to act upon your convictions, even if others disagree. Now is another name, meaning for the name is Lioness of God. So she's going to be another one that's going to step forward in one of your ventures and give you the courage to go on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's nice.
Thank you. That's great. Well, there you go. Well, I hope that gives you something to chew on.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah? Okay. Yes. Well, we're going to move on. We're just about out of time, so we're going to keep moving. But thank you so much for calling in, and have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lucy. And please call back, okay? Yes.
Oh, sorry, Jen. I've already done the clicky thing.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, area code 718. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing? Have we got a question for us tonight?
Yes. I'm thinking about quitting a job I'm at, and I'm not sure if I should quit, if I should work part-time, or if I'm going to get a new job soon.
All right. Let Jen take it away whenever.
See, I'm trying to. Yep.
No rush.
Well, yeah. I saw a person with their arms out. The first thing I see is a guy with blonde hair. It's kind of long, and he has his arms open. You know, both arms are to the side, open and out. And so it's almost like they're like opening up, you know, they're opening up their whole spirit. And so meaning that could mean, the feeling of that is like, I'm opening up my spirit. So what did you ask for? I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question. I just was seeing this. As soon as you start talking, I see an image.
I said, I needed that laugh. Thank you. I said that I am thinking about quitting the job I'm at.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm going to see if I can work part-time there or part-time somewhere else. I'm just wondering if I'm going to get a new job, so like if I quit or whatever.
Right. Well, this being is the thing that I'm feeling from this being is that you can almost do any and all of those options. They will be available to you is what I feel. I feel like you're opened up to all of those possibilities.
Yes.
And I feel like whichever one is the best for you. It feels like you can leave if you want to. You don't have to though, but you're going to have another job, definitely, if you know. And it feels like this person. God, I just keep seeing this person, and they're opening up their arms. They're like it's like they're just opening up. And so this is a new. You're going into a whole new phase. This is good for you. I feel. And I'm getting a little. Let's see. Oh gosh, it looks like a. I don't know why it's taken a while for me. I always see animals immediately, but I'm seeing a little dog for you also. But I'm also seeing a different. It looks like a. I keep hearing turtle is what I'm getting. I don't see the turtle. I'm hearing it, so that's how it's coming through for me. So if I don't see it, then I hear it, and so that's what you're getting is a turtle. And so turtle is a very interesting animal, and it's one of the oldest animals too. They take on the world is what they do. They keep it all on their back. And
yes, I
is
am.
Is that how
doing,
you are?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm doing
yes.
too damn much.
Yes. And so. maybe that's why that person is opening up their arms and saying, I'm opening up and I'm just going to let it all, you know, I'm going to open it up and not keep it on my back right now because it's just too much to handle. And the turtle is saying, slow down and take your time and enjoy the scenery. And even if there's a detour, And you're taking, and it says you're taking on too many of the problems and troubles of others.
Yes.
And be, yes. And be patient and determined. And before you know it, you'll achieve what you're after. And pay attention to the shifting sensations in your body. And it's a good time to have a, be on a good vegetarian diet. Now, you don't have to do that, but that could mean just eat more vegetables.
Yeah.
And try to move through your life a little more slowly right now because you've got a lot going on. And don't be in a hurry. And let some of those things pass away as you open up your arms and let them down easily and gently, and they'll come off of you so that you don't have to carry them. And people naturally turn to you for help,
mm-hmm.
and you're because you're a great listener and you're a great problem solver and all of that, and you take on a lot of people's problems. And so that's the main message is to try to let go of whatever you have going on that's just too much for you and let it slide off of you and open up your arms a little bit and breathe. And I'm going to pass it on to the next person. Which job. Oh, sure, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Sue, how are you doing?
Hi, Katie. How are you tonight?
Hi.
As soon as you asked about your job,
mm-hmm.
I got sick to my stomach, hot, and a stabbing pain in my chest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because everybody there hates me.
You're not happy there, are you? Not at all.
No.
No.
No. No. It's like... And you know what happened? I was offered a job on Friday, and I didn't take it. But it was a job I wanted, but it didn't pay as much. And this job paid double. As soon as I didn't take that job, I wound up getting transferred, and everybody kind of just flipped on me. It's like a horrible job now.
Yeah.
I wound up getting a new job anyway, but I hate it.
It was as soon as you mentioned your job, it was like, gosh, I would definitely move on. If you really wanted that other job, even if it wasn't as much money, if it would bring you more peace and more comfort, is there possibility to move up in the other job?
Well, it might have been, believe it or not, the industry I'm in, they easily discriminate. It's hilarious, and they'll just be like, well, if you didn't go to one of the top schools, they can discriminate, but you can't move up. I could have moved up, but it's not available anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to interview or anything. It was like you could start Monday. And here I was thinking about money and, oh, I can't just leave the job I'm at, and these people just totally transferred me. They didn't care about my feelings.
I think on the other job, if you contacted them and told them you were open and you were interested, something's going to come back around.
I did tell her. She does, the lady who told me about it, she works with them frequently, so maybe something will come up.
Yeah, you have to get out of the situation that you're in because it's affecting your physical health.
Yes. Yes, it is. It really is. Yeah,
your emotional, mental health.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
You definitely, definitely need to move on. And like I said, try to contact that other company. Tell them you are interested or start looking elsewhere. But you really, yes, you need to move on from this. Otherwise, it's going to take a toll on you.
Yeah, I'm taking a big test in like 8 weeks. So I was like, maybe I need to just quit and focus on the test or see if I get something part-time because I definitely have to pass this test.
You are not going to have enough time to focus on the test, and you're not going to have the energy to focus on the test with all the that's going on at work. So either go part-time or whatever you have to do so that you can survive, but you can advance yourself. You have to think about yourself.
Yeah, Yeah, I totally agree. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Mm-hmm. And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, Katie. I pretty much got the same thing that everyone else got. What came to mind, I don't know if you've ever heard of a writer called Carlos Castaneda. He wrote about the teachings of Don Juan. But Don Juan speaks about the path with heart. And the message I got here is, you are missing the path with heart. And then next to that, it says financial versus fulfillment. And scribbled round and round is the verses, like you're fighting financial, fear of losing the financial security versus fulfillment. More than one someone is bugging you on your current job.
The whole job, the whole place.
And from that line there about someone bugging you on the current job, there's an arrow that goes down to the image of a roadblock, you know, the what they put up for construction sites.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, the problem will not go away. And I agree with Sue, maybe it's not too late. Call them back and see if that position's still available. But get the heck out of there, boy. Don't walk, run, because you're going to get sick if you keep that up. It'll be okay. You know, get something part-time, but focus on this test, because that lights up for me when I hear that.
I went to school for that. That's my main career. This is just a temporary layover to my real goal. And
who needs
I need
it?
To focus.
You don't need it.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't need that stress, and that's just, you know, keep yourself healthy and find that path with heart. Then, and this test is going to take you there. You know, focus on that.
Yeah, I guess I just, before I got the job, I was without money for a long time, and it depressed me. And so now I got the job, so I saved some money, and I'm kind of like, I don't want to get back into that fear of running out of money again.
You're smart, but you know what? Don't let the fear hold you back from that path. Get, you know, screw your courage in and know what you want. And you're going to be okay. I do see a really nice light at the end of that tunnel for you. Get away from those freaks that are doing your head in, though. Okay?
Yes. That's what I wanted to do. You guys just picked up on everything I'm going through and how I'm feeling, and I want to get up out of there, too. I was like, this is like a war zone. I feel like an inmate. Everybody watch what I do, what I wear, and just reporting back and just causing all this drama. And I'm like, what the hell just happened here?
It's a roadblock, and it's not going to stop. So just run. You know what Stephen King says, I won't swear on the radio, but it's F everything and run, spells fear, right? Okay, we're going to have to hold it there. We've just come to the end of the show, but best of luck, Katie, and let us know how it goes, okay? Call us back when you can and
keep
us posted.
Thank you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. Love and light.
Love and light to you guys.
Okay, Jen, we almost missed your poem. Have you got it?
Okay. Yeah, I've got it right here. I'll go right now. This is a peace poem, and it goes, a few words of peace is like a slice of heaven to your ears to shake off that psychic attack that brought you to tears. A few words of peace is like a massage for the mind, the soul, the heart that rids itself of fears. It's better to be kind. A few words of peace is like a kiss that saturates the senses and lets down barriers and many defenses. A few words of peace is truly peace for you and peace for me. And that's that poem.
Oh, thank you. Peace is what we need right now in the world.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, you've got to end.
Thank you.
It is. And did we have any? We've got like 2 minutes, maybe. You've got 1 minute. So anything I just want to say everyone now should check out the Channeling Eric sites on Facebook. There's the Channeling Eric Mediums, the blog site. What else have we got with them? There's like three sites for channeling Eric, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
there's like a prayer and help group if you need guidance or if you need help with grief or something. They've got a group for that too. So, yeah, they're on Facebook, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful group. And we want to thank Ryan Adragna. I'm so sorry, I keep saying it wrong. I thought Ryan did an amazing job tonight. He's really going to... Yeah, I really felt his energy when I first went on his Facebook page.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
Yeah, so give Ryan a look up. And 10 seconds to go, kids. So love you all. And thank you, Jen. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, love and light, you guys.
God bless.
Great show, everybody. Thank you. Enter the light.
Yeah, absolutely.